I've got an action-packed show for you today. I've got 5 cards that you need to hear about.
And I'm here to tell you which cards I would buy, sell, or hold.
This is The Forecast. Where we give you the cards that you guys want to hear about. We talk about where we project that they're going to go in the hobby. Jeff will tell you whether you should buy, sell, or hold. And we're giving you the cards that you have commented right here under the YouTube channel, the players that you guys want. You guys want to know how those players are doing in the hobby and what you should do with them now. So I've got 5 cards for you today, all across sports, some of the biggest names, some of the maybe newer names as well in the hobby. Before I get to any of that though, I want to remind you guys that this episode of Sports Card Investor is of course brought to you by our good friends at eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide Beta within the eBay app, and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. So let's hop right into things, and we're going to hop into things with the NFL because NFL season is upon us, and most places now in the NFL, we know who is going to be starting under center week 1 of the NFL season. But it was murky all preseason long in numerous destinations around the NFL, including in New Orleans. And I was a little surprised that it stayed as murky as long as it did, because to me it was pretty darn obvious that Jameis Winston should be the starter in New Orleans over Taysom Hill. Nevertheless, Sean Payton seems to love himself some Taysom Hill, but alas, he did the right thing. He named Jameis Winston the starter. So let's talk about Jameis. Zach M., he wanted to hear about Jameis Winston on today's show. Of course, the New Orleans Saints quarterback was the number 1 overall pick and spent a lot of time in Tampa Bay, throwing a lot of touchdowns, throwing just as many interceptions. We know he can give you 33 touchdowns. We also know he can give you 30 interceptions in a season. He has been a very confusing quarterback overall. He's had a good preseason here leading up to starting for the Saints. Jameis, though, because how strange his career has been during his time with the Bucs, he's not very popular in the hobby. But the thing is, the hobby likes starting quarterbacks. And now we know Jameis Winston is going to be one. So let's take a look here at his 2015 Topps Chrome Base PSA 10. Low pop on this card. Again, not wildly popular in the hobby. That card, though, is up 58% over just the last 2 weeks alone. He's named the starter, and coming down to the wire, we kind of all suspected he was going to be named the starter, and then he gets a bump in the hobby. I told you, the hobby loves starting quarterbacks. Also, Jameis Winston made an appearance on our top 5 cards this week, so if you were watching that episode of Sports Card Investor, you already probably have a pretty good idea where we're going with this one. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the channel, hit the bell icon, then you won't miss any of our amazing content here at Sports Card Investor. But in case you didn't catch that episode, what do we do here, Jeff? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
So I am not the right guy to give you advice on Jameis Winston because I hate Jameis Winston. I'm a Florida Gator fan. He was FSU's quarterback. There are so many things I do not like about Jameis Winston and his attitude and the way he presents himself and licking fingers, V thing. I don't like any of that stuff about him. But if you're thinking about investing in Jameis Winston cards, or if you own Jameis Winston cards, what I would say is, it's all going to come down to what the Saints do this season. If the Saints start off hot, people are going to perceive Jameis as the quarterback of the future. They're going to think that his career has been resurrected in New Orleans, and his cards will absolutely go up, in my opinion. If the Saints stumble out of the gate and they get off to, let's say, a 1-4 start, and Jameis is back to his old interception throwing ways, then his cards, I think, are probably going to plummet. And the recent increases we saw on the news of him being named the starter in New Orleans, all of that's going to go away. So what do you think the Saints are going to do? That's what you should do with Jameis Winston's cards.
So Jameis might be new starting under center for the New Orleans Saints, and it might be a new era in New Orleans without Drew Brees at the helm. But things are even more new in Chicago. Not necessarily starting, though, because starting in Chicago, it seems like it's going to be Andy Dalton. That's what Matt Nagy keeps telling us over and over again. What Bears fans want, though, is Justin Fields. They want the shiny new thing under center. And frankly, he is going to, at some point here, be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. So Kenny J wants to hear about Justin Fields. Let's go ahead and give Kenny what he wants. So the real question with Justin Fields comes down to, are draft pick cards worth buying? You know, he only has a few cards in a pro uniform. Is it worth buying his cards from hobby-only products this early because they have the Bears unis? So that's the sort of thing that we're considering when we're talking about a rook coming into the league who's not even going to be starting week one for the Chicago Bears, but a guy who people are really excited about what they saw from him in the preseason, and a guy who we know at some point, at least we think at some point this season, Matt Nagy will make the switch from Dalton to Justin Fields, absent Dalton doing something unbelievable that none of us expect out of Andy Dalton, but he's going to have a really short leash. So I would anticipate Justin Fields at some point here will be the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears. So let's talk about his 2021 Prizm draft picks, number 121 base raw. So this is the type of thing that we're looking at in the hobby. Up 79% though over the last 30 days. Justin Fields showed out for the most part in the preseason, particularly in the first couple preseason games that we saw him in. Again, Bears fans are clamoring to see Justin Fields starting under center. So Jeff, what do we do here with Justin Fields' cards? Kind of a unique situation since he is a rookie. Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
Justin Fields is an exciting young player. I am really looking forward to watching this guy on Sundays in Chicago. The challenge is, as a football card investor, I don't think there are products out yet that are particularly investable. In terms of cards that I would actually want to, you know, buy and hold from an investment standpoint, the earliest set coming out this year, this season, probably Mosaic, but I'm not even a very big fan of Mosaic from an investment standpoint. I'm probably waiting until Prizm, but Prizm doesn't come out until later in the season. The challenge there is that if Justin Fields comes out of the gate hot and just does great in his first several games, his cards are already going to be really highly priced by the time Prizm comes out. So it's a little hard to get a true jump on the market with some of these young quarterbacks. I wouldn't invest money in draft picks products. I wouldn't invest money in college products. They're great for collectors. If you are a collector and you like collecting his college cards, go for it. But if you're trying to invest in his future, you've really got to wait till Prizm comes out, in my opinion, and then sets after that.
So let's switch sports for a second. I haven't forgotten about the NBA, even if it's the NBA off season. Last week, we gave you some Karl Anthony Towns talk. So this week, hey, let's give you some Anthony Edwards talk, right? Same team and two players who are linked. Jay Money wanted to hear about Anthony Edwards, and the Timberwolves guard was the number one overall pick in the 2020 NBA draft. Very explosive, exciting player. He does need to improve his shooting. Now, the question here is, does playing in Minnesota hurt his card prices, right? Not a big market, not a great franchise. And can he get the Timberwolves back to the playoffs? Karl Anthony Towns might enter the picture here when we're considering that question. Karl Anthony Towns' future with that Minnesota Timberwolves team is really, really uncertain. He is linked to all sorts of trade rumors at all times. His departure certainly would affect Anthony Edwards and what ends up happening here with his value. There's not many graded cards with Anthony Edwards. So the question is then, is it worth buying his raw cards? Let's take a look at his 2020 Prizm base raw. Down about 10% on this chart over the last 30 days. That's not a big deal. So, you know, mostly stagnant, nothing crazy. If we take a look here, though, at his 2020 Select Concourse Raw, and again, you know, raw cards is what we're working with here right now for Anthony Edwards. That card's down 81% over the last 30 days. So, Jeff, what do we do here with Anthony Edwards raw cards? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
You know, it's interesting because I feel like other than maybe LaMelo Ball, this last year's NBA rookie class, it's kind of forgotten about a little bit. Maybe it just feels that way because there was so much hype the year prior with Zion and Ja, and the year prior to that with Luka and Trey, that it feels like this last year's rookie class was a little bit of a letdown. And as a result, the prices of sealed wax, the prices of their cards are actually relatively affordable, if you want to call it affordable, compared to, you know, what the guys were the last couple of years prior. So if you want to take a chance on a guy like Anthony Edwards, I actually think it's a pretty good chance to take. He does need to improve his shooting, but he did average 19 points per game his first year, which is pretty good. He is stuck in Minnesota, but for young players, people forgive that. You know, that didn't hurt Trae Young when he was on the Hawks his first year, when the Hawks were really, really, really bad. The Hawks only got good recently. So people will forgive that fact for young players. The challenge, though, is there's not that many graded cards of him out there right now. If you're buying his graded cards today, which I like to do as an investor, you're going to be paying a premium. And eventually, there will be a flood of his graded cards on the market once PSA and BGS eventually open back up for bulk submission again. So that's the one thing you have to be careful of. If you're going to invest in Anthony Edwards, I think right now you're either going to go for a really high-end card, like a National Treasures RPA, or you're going to go for his raw cards. Find raw cards in good condition. Wait to grade them down the road.
You guys wanted a little bit of everything this week, so let's go ahead and switch sports again to Cody Bellinger, right? Let's talk some Major League Baseball. Jason M., he wanted to hear about Bellinger, and the Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder and first baseman was the NL MVP back in 2019, but he has slumped badly here in 2021. He's slashing just 171, 247, 319 in 2021. 9 homers, 32 ribbies, and the Dodgers recently announced that he's not going to start against lefties. So what do we do here with Bellinger? Can he get back to MVP form? Was he worth buying even before this slump in 2021? Let's take a look here at his 2017 Topps Update Base PSA 10. Pretty high pop on this card, and it's up 4% over the last 30 days. So this card's basically stagnant, but hey, it's not losing value. And if we're looking at his 2017 Topps Chrome Update Base PSA 10, a high pop on this one as well. In that same period of time, about a month here, that card's down 1%. So basically completely stagnant here. So Cody Bellinger's value in the hobby, not much movement at all, even though he is slumping in terms of his play. So Jeff, what do we do here with Bellinger? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
Cody Bellinger is having a rough season, and it's kind of hard to watch. This guy was the MVP a couple of years ago. He's one of the bright younger players in baseball, yet he has been on the struggle bus this season, not been performing well out there. His card prices, they have been on the struggle bus as well. If you look over the course of the year, going back to the beginning of 2021, his card prices are down quite a bit. They've continued to fall as the season has gone on and his performance has not been very good. But here's the thing. The Dodgers are still the favorites to win the World Series. And Cody Bellinger was a former MVP. And he's still relatively young. And there will become a point, I hope, where he regains his form, where he breaks out of the slump. Many baseball players go through extended slumps, and then they find their swing, they find their play, they find their confidence again. I hope it happens with Bellinger this season. If it happens as we get into the playoffs, then watch out. Because then all of a sudden, everyone's going to be high on Cody Bellinger again. I think he's a good investment. The Dodgers are going to be probably the favorites to win the World Series for many years to come. He's a key part of that team. I think it's a good time to buy in the slump, believe in Bellinger, and see what he can do in the future.
So sticking with baseball, let's talk about the New York Mets, because by golly, they haven't been talked about enough this week, right? Coming off of some really strange news, thumbs down, and getting back at fans for the boos and everything that's been surrounding that organization in a second half of a season that has gone really poorly for the Mets since the All-Star break. But Tactical Brick, he wants to hear about Jacob DeGrom. And DeGrom hasn't even been playing for the Mets because of that forearm tightness. We haven't seen him since July 7th. I'm sure he's responsible, his absence anyways, in part for this New York Mets skid that has ended up terrible for the New York Mets fan. Now, the star pitcher, he was an MVP candidate in 2021 until he got that forearm tightness. He just resumed throwing recently, but pitchers generally are not the most popular in the hobby. So even though Jacob DeGrom is amazing, and even though he's starting to throw again, so we expect at some point here he should be healthy enough for a return if they bother to roll him back out there, depending where they are with the record in the season. Either way, you know that he's going to bounce back from the forearm tightness, but pitchers generally don't really capture the attention of the hobby. They're risky. So let's take a look here at Jacob DeGrom's 2014 Topps Update Base PSA 10. Pretty high pop on this count for a pitcher. It's down 43% over the last 30 days. Now, I mentioned a high pop. Pitchers aren't popular in the hobby. Jacob DeGrom is one of the exceptions to that rule because he's such an elite pitcher. He's one of those guys that defies the rule in the hobby. And people do care about Jacob DeGrom, but man, they have been running from him in terms of the value over the last month since the Mets, like I mentioned, have been on this embarrassing decline since the All-Star break. So what do we do here, though, with Jacob DeGrom? I mean, again, he's not the reason for their decline. His absence might be, but we all know how great DeGrom is. So Jeff, what do we do here? Buy, sell, or hold?
Jacob DeGrom was absolutely having an MVP season this year before he went out a couple of months ago with injury. His stats were ridiculous. The fact that this guy had, 146 strikeouts in 92 innings pitched? I think that's right. That's right. 146 strikeouts in 92 innings pitched, a 1.08 ERA. I mean, that is like all-time great level statistics. But the problem is he's now been out for almost 2 months with injury. Now, hopefully he'll be back soon, but the Nets have been slumping. It's a story that could have ended up so fabulous, but the injury bug got in the way. But isn't that often what we see happen with pitchers? That's why pitchers are so risky to invest in. That's why if you spend big money on a pitcher's card, you've really got to hold your breath. Here's the challenge with DeGrom. He's 33 years old. He's not like a young gun. He's 33 years old, and so these injuries are going to be tougher to come back from, and how long can he actually sustain the performance that he has put up this season? I would be nervous. Here's what I would do if I had DeGrom cards. When he actually returns to the mound, you will probably see a spike in his cards. His cards will probably go back up over the next few weeks as he is back in playing form and on the mound again. I would probably take that opportunity to sell because the Mets aren't going to be making much noise in the postseason. And then going into next year, DeGrom's going to be a year older. I think that's probably the peak at which I would sell DeGrom cards.
So there you have it, a little bit of everything this week, which is typically what we give you here on the forecast because you guys tend to want a little bit of everything in your suggestions to us. So keep them coming. Keep commenting right here under the YouTube channel. Let me know who you want to hear about on next week's episode of The Forecast, and I'll give you a shout out. As always, if you haven't done so, hit the bell icon, subscribe to the channel, check out all of our content, and I'll be back next week with more forecasts. And until then, guys, hey, happy investing.